Mr. Vice President, Slovenia thanks the distinguished delegation of St. Lucia for their presentation today. We welcome St. Lucia's adoption of programs to include marginalized youth in education and to reduce the number of dropouts. We further commend St. Lucia for engaging in awareness-raising activities against corporal punishment, as well as training sessions and parenting programs to promote alternative forms of punishment. However, we remain concerned that the corporal punishment of children remains legal. In this respect, we would like to reiterate our previous recommendation to adopt legislation explicitly prohibiting corporal punishment of children. We are worried about the persistence of child labor, as well as about the lack of constitutional prohibition of discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, which allows for LGBTI persons to be persecuted and harassed on a daily basis. With regard to our previous recommendations, we note with regret that St. Lucia has still not become party to the several of the core human rights treaties and would like to reiterate our recommendation to ratify and implement the remaining core human rights treaties, in particular ICESCR, ICCPR, and CAT. Additionally, we would like to recommend to St. Lucia the following. First, to adopt legislation prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, and repeal all legal provisions criminalizing sexual acts between consenting adults of the same sex. Second, to ensure the implementation of child labor laws, including by strengthening effective monitoring. Third, to adopt additional measures and programs to prevent child labor. And fourth, to ensure the implementation of gender equality policies, including through mainstreaming gender equality training in the education sector. Thank you.